This is a guided meditation called the Spirit of Peace. All you need to do is sit in a comfortable position and close your eyelids. Relax. Take a very deep breath. Let go. And follow my voice. Surrender the cares of your day to a more quiet place within you, a place of your own essence and calm. Together we are going to use our creative imagination for the purpose of healing our planet and all of its inhabitants. So just now, we ask for a blessing. We ask for the light of the world and the Spirit of Peace to work in and through us, allowing only that which is for the highest good and the greatest loving for all, everywhere. Now breathe deeply again, and as you do, see if there is any area in your body in physical, emotional, or mental discomfort or disturbance. Place your hand there and envision a deep emerald green light penetrating and healing this imbalance. Take in another deep breath, and as you exhale, feel it just dissolve and melt away. As it does, experience yourself feeling lighter and freer. Now begin to let yourself expand beyond your body, allowing yourself to stretch until your awareness fills the entire room. As you continue to expand, move out now beyond your room, rising up, reaching out in all directions. Open to encompass all of your home. See your neighborhood. And now your city and the surrounding areas. Continuing on until your state and all of your nation are within your view. Stretch out now to embrace the whole continent and all continents, until the whole world is within your vision. See our beautiful blue-green planet turning silently in space. And now, let's go even further. Expand out across the galaxy and beyond, traveling as radiant energy in all directions. Encompass such vast reaches of the universe that there are great spaces between the cells in your body. These cells have become planets and stars within the center of your own universe. Your sensitivity is everywhere and in all things, and you, as an infinite form, become aware of even the most minute particle within your own body. One of these particles that calls itself Earth is sending out a prayer for assistance because it is experiencing great disturbance. It needs your loving. Open to give to this planet your loving, that it might receive and use this energy in balancing itself for its highest good. To do this, bring the Earth into view, as if you're adjusting a cosmic microscope, until you can see in detail its surface conditions. The first thing that you detect is the murky shroud of smog that hangs in the air about various parts of the planet. It is stagnating the precious canopy of air that enfolds our Earth. You also see that the protective shield of the ozone layer that surrounds our Earth has become extremely thin. Polluted and ozone depleted, our atmosphere can no longer protect us as it once did from the harmful rays of the sun. So, in response to this imbalance, you, as a loving and caring creator, send a shower of white light down upon the planet, dissolving this smog wherever it is gathered. This rain of light bathes away all that congests the air. See it cleansing and purifying the skies over the great cities and nations of the world, dissolving all negativity. See the ozone layer heal and regenerate as our precious atmosphere is coming back into balance. See that everywhere the sky is suddenly a sparkling clear blue. And now the sweetest breezes are blowing the fresh scent of roses across the planet. All beings of the Earth can now breathe deeply. The breath of the Earth is clean once again. Across the sky, see luminous rainbows reach down to the Earth. It is a new day. The air is alive with the joyous singing of birds. You look upon the refreshed skies of the Earth and see that it is good. Now, bring your loving attention to the waters of the world. You find that many of the lakes and streams, rivers and oceans, are choked with waste from the activities of man. Some waters are so contaminated that they can no longer support life. Beneath their congested surfaces now lie underwater deserts. The Earth cries out that her waters might be made clear once again. So, in response, gently place your hands upon the Earth. Through them, envision rays of purple and white light shining powerful healing energies. Wherever you see stagnation, now let there be flow. Wherever you see contamination in the waters, let this purifying purple and white light cleanse them. All along the ocean shores and seaports, see lush undergrowth appearing again, replenishing the gardens of the sea, providing havens and nourishment for all of its creatures. Envision all the great and small lakes of the Earth shining like iridescent jewels, and rivers and streams are as liquid light flowing happily and freely, teeming with water life. As you look upon the waters of the earth, see that it is good. Now turn your attention to the land. You find great barren wastelands that stretch for miles and miles, and seas of tree stumps where once great forests grew. Land that has been continually stripped of its riches. You hear the call of our wounded earth, that her lands may be made fruitful once again. So, feeling the power of creativity flowing through you, surround this planet in the pale rose pink of your most tender love. This loving energy pours forth upon the earth, permeating the soils as a blessing of regeneration. Now see that the fertility of the earth is being restored. It is becoming rich with organic life. Create within the palms of your hands millions of golden seeds. Ask that they be blessed with the most vital life force. See these seeds glowing, pulsating with energy. Take these seeds of abundance and life and cast them upon the now fertile soils of the planet. See the earth open and receive them now and instantly respond with lush new growth. Great forests, gardens of plenty, rich, fertile plains, and beautiful meadows spring forth from the healed body of the earth, providing a nurturing sanctuary for all the creatures of the planet. Look upon the sanctified ground of the earth and see that it is good. Now, turn to mankind, the custodian of this planet, for we are responsible for creating the imbalances. These imbalances are the direct reflection of our limited awareness. It is the pollution within our own thoughts, the stagnation of the flow of our loving, the ways in which we have abused ourselves and gone against our own nature. Take a closer look now to discover what goes on within our family of man. You find that many are at war with themselves and with each other. Many are hungry. Many have no homes. Still others are in prison behind real or imaginary bars. There is the pain of conflict and separation in many countries and between many people. Right now, envision a specific troubled area or country that especially concerns you. See it permeated and blessed by a brilliant white light. See this light bring healing and balance. Take a moment and see this light bring peace an abundance for all. Now, as you attune with even greater sensitivity, you hear from the midst of all the people of the earth a living prayer that says, "Show us how to change. Show us how to heal ourselves. Please, show us how to love." Respond to this cry for help with your most tender compassion, and from the fullness of your heart, send forth a great multitude of white doves. These doves carry a message of loving and freedom for the people of the world. Watch them now as they fly over every city and country across the face of the earth. Notice that everywhere people stop what they are doing and gaze up with awe and reverence at these winged messengers. Soldiers and businessmen, farmers, housewives, politicians, religious leaders, people of all walks of life behold the doves as they fly overhead. Among those watching are the leaders of the world. Imagine that they are standing together, looking at this wondrous sight. These doves seem to shine with a peaceful, transparent light of their own. Now, as a co-creator with the spirit of peace, send a dove to the heart of every man, every woman, and child upon the earth, that the spirit of peace might be reawakened and dwell there. Someone may come to mind with whom you are not peaceful in your life. Bring them clearly into your vision. Now, from your heart, release yet another dove into their heart. See them filled with peace. Their face now smiling and radiating well-being. Feel deeply the healing flowing between you. Know that you can choose this act of loving anytime you wish. Listen now as the Spirit of Peace speaks. You are a being of light, and I would have you suffer no more. It is in your loving that your pain will cease. It is in your giving that you will find peace. Reach out to others, for they are your brothers and your sisters. Love them as you would love yourself. across the planet. Those who were enemies only a moment ago are reaching out to each other, healing the pain of long separation. Everywhere there is rejoicing and reunion. See people accepting and forgiving themselves. And as they do, they accept and forgive others. See the world leaders celebrating with great joy, for that which divided the family of man is now melting away into loving and cooperation. Bring yourself into this celebration of all life, for we are one people. Hear a multitude of voices singing the name of freedom in a concert of unity and loving wisdom. This majestic sound rises up and echoes across the universe. Look once again at our beloved planet Earth and see that it is good. Now, feel the light of love growing within your heart. See this radiance shine out from within you, connecting with the light from the hearts of all other beings. Watch the shadows give way to the light as this holy light spreads over all the world. Because of your loving, the earth now radiates like the sun. It is a beacon, lighting the way for other stars within creation, as they also journey back to their birthplace. For all planets and beings are born within the heart of God, and within time, all will return. Give thanks to yourself for your willingness to act as a co-creator with God to heal and uplift our planet. Now, very gently, bring your awareness back into your room and into your physical body. Maintain this expanded vision of yourself as a creator of peace. It is in this consciousness that together we can work the greatest miracles.